It's 6:20. I'm Justin Martin with a KERA News special report on today's U.S. Supreme Court ruling on abortion clinics in Texas. Over the next few minutes, we'll hear from the folks on both sides of the issue, from former State Senator Wendy Davis to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick to a woman who wrestled with whether to abort her fetus after doctors said the baby could not survive. We'll start with the political fallout. Republican reaction across Texas was swift and visceral. Governor Greg Abbott argued the decision erodes the state's authority to protect the health of women. Abbott, of course, beat Democrat Davis for the state's top job 2 years ago. And Connie Burton, the Republican who replaced Davis in the state Senate, vowed the legislature would respond to today's ruling next spring.
So I'm certain we'll be looking at continuing to protect life. And I don't know. I can't tell you what that's going to look like next session, but I'm sure there will be much discussion on it.
We turn now to KERA's Courtney Collins, who reports on how a pair of North Texans dealt with an emotional day.
Nan Kirkpatrick spent the morning on Twitter and hitting refresh on the SCOTUS blog, a website that tracks Supreme Court cases. When the 5-3 ruling was released, striking down Texas's House Bill 2, she was stunned.
For a moment, I was in shock. I knew that was good, but I was like, is that it? Is that our, and then I started crying because it's that big of a deal to the people that we serve.
Kirkpatrick heads up the Texas Equal Access Fund, a nonprofit that helps low-income women pay for abortions. She's passionate about making sure everyone who wants an appointment can get one. In part because she's been there too.
I had an abortion when I was 26. I was only able to afford it really because of a partner who was supportive.
Not everyone's that lucky, which is why she says it's so vital women don't have to journey across state lines or hundreds of miles away to find a clinic that offers abortion services.
We certainly celebrate this decision, but it's by no means like the end of our work. First of all, we have to wait and see what's going to happen, whether clinics are going to come back online in the communities that lost clinics where we used to be active, like Lubbock and San Angelo and Waco.
Kylene Wright, on the other hand, was deeply disappointed by the Supreme Court decision. She's president of the group Texans for Life.
It's clear to me that the Supreme Court chose the abortion industry and their dogma over women today, and that's devastating.
Wright says House Bill 2 was simply about raising the standard of abortion services, making the procedure safer for women, and holding doctors accountable.
We did not come at this from, oh, gee, how many abortion clinics do you think will shut down? We had no clue, and we're as shocked and surprised as everyone else when these clinics started closing.
Wright says Texans for Life expected no more than a third of abortion clinics to shut down in the wake of House Bill 2. In reality, about half have, and more would have closed if the Supreme Court ruling upheld the law. Wright says better data and more fact-finding is her priority going forward.
Continue to look for strategic legislation that is good for women and protects babies as well, and we want to do it in a way that it can be upheld by the Supreme Court. But obviously, we have some homework to do, 107 pages here to study yet.
And despite the fact that it's Monday and legal writing doesn't exactly read like a novel, she's probably not the only North Texan poring over the landmark ruling. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
When Wendy Davis was a state senator from Fort Worth, she stood in pink sneakers for more than 11 hours to filibuster the Texas abortion restrictions. Eventually, those rules passed, only to be overturned today by the Supreme Court. That effort launched Davis into the national spotlight and into a race for governor that fell short 2 years ago. Today, Davis told KERA's Rick Holter that this Supreme Court ruling made that grueling night 3 years ago worth it.
Wendy Davis, thanks for making the time for us.
So happy to be on with you today.
So this Supreme Court decision comes down 3 years, almost to the day after your filibuster in the State House. What are you feeling right now?
Absolute joy. I burst into tears, feeling just such a mixture of relief and happiness and certainly gratitude for the fact that a majority of these justices understood this law to be exactly what it was, a sham attempt to close down women's access to abortion services in the name of protecting their health when, in fact, it actually put their health in jeopardy.
Whole Women's Health, which brought this lawsuit, has a clinic in Fort Worth. You represented that city in the state Senate. Can the women's health business ever get back to where it was 3 years ago in Texas?
What it does for the clinics that remained open is it will take some pressure off of them to provide services to more people than they can tolerably support. the justices spoke of that, that it compromises women's care when doctors are forced to see more patients than they ought to be seeing. So what this means now is that in the next few months, as the clinics begin to reopen, other clinics begin to reopen, it'll take some pressure off those that were continuing to function.
All of the top officials in Texas state government are Republicans, and their response to the ruling is pretty universal, that this decision will actually hurt women's health. Here's what Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said.
You know, I understand Wendy Davis is running a victory lap. She's the only woman that I know, along with Hillary Clinton, that is cheering the fact that they can kill more innocent babies in the womb. What a disgraceful display of celebrating a victory at the Supreme Court.
I wish that people like Dan Patrick would spend a little bit more time concentrating on the children in the world who need the support of political leaders. These are politicians who were willing, literally, to sacrifice women's health in order to advance a political talking point that they know benefits them politically.
Republicans do dominate the state house. Do you have any worries that legislators could come back and respond to this ruling by enacting even tougher restrictions?
The significance of the court's opinion today is that it shuts down the opportunity for legislators to pass sham legislation. What the Supreme Court said today is, we know what you're up to. We know it's not at all a legitimate excuse that you're using to put laws like this in place, and we're not going to tolerate it for a minute.
Wendy Davis, thanks for taking the time.
Bye-bye.
While Wendy Davis was filibustering 3 years ago in Austin, Nicole Stewart was 5 months pregnant in Dallas and facing a life-or-death decision. Today, she sat down with KERA's Stephanie Kuo to tell her story.
My husband and I went to our 20-week sonogram to find out whether the baby was a boy or a girl. And we went through a series of tests, none of which were very conclusive. All we really knew is that if I carried the baby to term and if he survived childbirth, that he would most likely not live very long at all. And at that point, the doctor brought up terminating the pregnancy. My husband and I were honestly relieved because the situation with the child seemed so dire, so bad. His health was so poor that for there to be an option to take him out of pain seemed a miracle to me at the time. Of course, it was so traumatic and difficult to be in an abortion clinic over 5 months pregnant with my belly showing, but I had to trust myself and my husband and my doctors in our situation and realize that I don't need other people to agree with my decision. It's really, at the end of the day, it's what's best for me and my family. At the time that Senate Bill 5 was on the floor, we didn't know how long it would take to go into effect. So we were looking into perhaps having the abortion in another state. I was very, very happy not to have to do that, but I could have afforded that. What concerns me is there's so many women who cannot afford to take off time. They cannot afford to drive to another state for an abortion. So today, when I heard the SCOTUS decision, I was elated. I also think that there's a lot more to be done. A lot of times when we talk about abortion, we think about the fetus. I'd like for us to all to start thinking about the woman.
That's Nicole Stewart. She's the creator of Oral Fixation, a live storytelling show in Dallas. She and her husband now have a 7-month-old daughter named Serena. And finally, the National Weather Service has issued a flood advisory in effect until 7:45 tonight for the possibility of minor flooding in poor drainage areas in northern Dallas County. Doppler radar earlier indicated thunderstorms are producing heavy rainfall across the northern parts of Dallas. The Weather Service warns that this excessive runoff from these storms will cause minor flooding in areas that are low-lying. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies this evening, a 30% chance for storms, the low around 78. Tomorrow, partly sunny. There's a slight chance for rain with a high near 92. It's currently 78 degrees in Dallas, 87 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.